the idea again about mentoring on teams. We asked Merrill about it, and I want your comments about the teams that have that. It looks like you have that with New England for the most part. The coaches create that as well. Tell me about coming to Denver from a very depressing situation, I guess essentially a year off for you, and then playing that role as the backup. I mean, people would say on paper, big deal. Who, you know, what did he contribute? But in reality, it seemed like John Elway could relax a lot. What was that like for you and Merrill? We both know that Bubby Brister brings an energy and a character and a personality and a humor, so guys, just don't get too uptight.
The history of the game, brother, the most underrated quarterback ever to play.
Oh, come on, dog.
Ever to play. They could write a book. They could write two books on just the huddle with that guy.
No books.
I saw Roman Allen coming room. Out with a book the other day. I said, I hope I'm not in that thing. But to answer your question, going to Denver was a breath of fresh air, and that was really the first time in my career where I felt okay being the backup. When you're a backup quarterback and you're on a team that you think you're as good as or better than somebody, it's always a funny feeling. But when you back up a guy like John Elway or Dan Marino or somebody like that, you know where you stand. So you always stay ready and you try to do things to help them in other ways, like, you know, crack some jokes, play pranks or whatever, but you still have to be ready to play, and you also have to play well against your first defense to give them a good look on the other team. And that was one of my strong suits. I would try to do as well as I could against our defense to make them better for Sunday. But playing with John was unbelievable, winning two Super Bowls. I'm still pinching myself. When I got there and we were beat by guys like John Elway and those guys, now you know why, that they can come back and they beat guys at the end of the game, and then like the Montanas and the Elways. Playing with the guy, I finally figured out that there's good quarterbacks and there's great quarterbacks, and then there's quarterbacks like Michael Jordan, and they're a whole nother level. So it was exciting to be around somebody with that caliber of talent.